It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. You are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
I want to share something very quickly with you. The good news that I have for you is in the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 4, I'm going to show you something in verse 18. There is something God asked me to show to you in that verse of scripture. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. Now, if you grew up where I grew up, and maybe in the time that we grew up, now you could wake up at some time and there is no electricity. Sometimes you could wake up in some cities around the world and there is no light. And you keep, and you possibly don't even know what the time is because you don't have a timepiece. My first wristwatch was given to me as a birthday present when I was celebrating my 16th birthday. So you wake up and you cannot tell what the time is. You start looking through the edges of the window to see when the light begins to shine. And when it is dawn, when it begins to be dawn, you can see light rays coming through the edges of the window. And then the brighter the light gets, you know that the day is getting, it's proceeding. You begin to think, I think around now it should be around 5 a.m. And then you wait for a while. I think the time is now around 6 a.m. And then at some stages, you think, I think I can get out of the house now. I think the time should be around 7 o'clock or so. But however, it doesn't matter how you grow up. You will be familiar with daylight. At 4 a.m., the light is not as bright as it will be by 6 a.m. By 8 a.m. is even brighter. And as you watch the day, it gets brighter as the day proceeds. Now, God is saying to you, the path of the righteous person is like the first gleam of dawn. When it is just around 4 a.m., you see some light beginning to show. And he says, watch out for that light. By the time it gets to 6 a.m., it's brighter than what it was before. When it gets to 8 a.m., it gets even brighter than what it was. It gets brighter and brighter as the day proceeds. He says the righteous man, when you first see him, it might look like things are not perfect. He says, hold on a bit. By the time you look the second time, his life is getting better and better. My brother and my sister, if you are hearing me today and you are seated here, the word of God that is coming to you is telling you that your life, the way it is now in January, is the worst of it is going to be throughout this year. By the time you get to February and you get to March and you look back at January, you know that your life has progressed already. Hey. It has moved forward. He said, but am I righteous? In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, Apostle Paul was writing this letter to the church, to the early Christians in Ephesus. He says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. If you are a Christian, he says God created you inside Jesus Christ. The women in the house that are very good in cooking, and some men too, some men can cook better than some women, especially in Australia. You think so too? I know. Now, if you make some food that has some very strong fragrance, okay? And you stay in that kitchen where you make that food for a while. When you get out of your house, people could tell what food you made. Am I correct? They can tell because you are carrying a fragrance on you. So, why? Because you have been inside some fragrance. Now, Apostle Paul was telling the church in Ephesus, the Christians in those days, he says, for we are his workmanship. We are God's craftsmanship. God created us. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Now, you were not created inside that fragrance. You were only inside that fragrance for maybe 1 hour or so. And when you left that kitchen, you were carrying the fragrance that was in that kitchen. What would you think would have been the case if you were created inside that fragrance? Now, Apostle Paul is saying a Christian is created inside Jesus Christ. So when you naturally come out, you are carrying the fragrance of Jesus Christ. You are not an ordinary person like you thought. You are somebody special. You may not know it. The Christians in Ephesus didn't know. They thought they were just ordinary human beings. But Paul was telling them, you are not ordinary. You were created inside Jesus Christ. So as you show up on the scene, you are carrying something that you may not even know. Because you that came out of the kitchen, you didn't know you are carrying a fragrance. It's somebody that walked past you that said, So you may not know what you are carrying. So God has to make somebody to tell you you are carrying something. You were created in Christ Jesus. The you that I am looking at now, whether you knew it before or not, you are not ordinary.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 5, I want to show you something that many people in the world may not know. Every human being in the world. Now, this is very common. What I'm going to tell you now, I'm sure that every one of you have heard something like that. Okay? You will have heard something like, we are all human beings, we are all sinners. Why are we all considered to be sinners? Because we were born that way from one man, our first father, called Adam. Adam sinned and sin entered into the world and sin came upon all men. One man disobeyed God, and because he disobeyed God, he brought sin upon all men. So it didn't matter how nice you were a sinner anyway. Because one man sinned some time ago and sin came upon all men. Look at what Apostle Paul is saying to us here by the Spirit. By one man's offense, death reigned by one. Because one man, Adam, sinned in the Garden of Eden, sin came upon all men and death came upon all men. It didn't matter whether they did wrong or not. They are sinners anyway, and they die anyway. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, even better than that, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Wait a sec. He says the gift of righteousness, which means righteousness is a gift. It's a gift from God. God gives you righteousness as a gift, not because of what you have done, not by the good things you did, not because you have not done anything wrong, but he gives it to you as a gift. He says, for if by one man's offense, one man did wrong, death, sin and death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. What is grace? Grace is the life of God at work in a human being. The life of God given to a human being to live. Not because the human being was good or smart, no. But God chose the human being. He chose us and decides to give us his life to live. And for that to happen, he gives you the gift of righteousness. He said, but I've done some wrong. He said, no, that's not what matters. You take this. It's yours now. Righteousness is now yours. Each time I think of that about me, my brother and my sister, I'm excited that God gave me his righteousness as a gift. He has given me life and has given you life too. It's a gift that he gave to us. You may not feel different than any other human being, but the gift of righteousness which comes from God is yours today. Look at what he says. He says, they will receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. They shall live as kings in lives. It's sweet to be a king, brother. They will not be beggarly. They will not look at themselves and say, this poor sinner that I am. No, they know that the righteousness of God is in their life. They shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, you will love it. One man sinned, and sin came upon all men. One man lived right. He did what God wanted him to do. That's Jesus Christ. Righteousness came upon all men. From verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead. In other words, many became sinners and they died. Much more, the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, had abounded unto many. 16. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Now, I will explain to you quickly because of time what Apostle Paul was telling Christians here. He said only one man sinned and everybody became sinners, whether they like it or not. There. Now, he says one man obeyed God.
What do you think happened? Righteousness came upon all men.
Whether you knew it or not, brother and sister, there is righteousness upon your life. It didn't matter what you feel. The righteousness of God is upon your life. Not only Christians, it's upon every human being on the earth, both Muslims, Buddhists, and all whatnot. There is righteousness of God that is upon every human being today.
That might look hard to some of us. Could that be?
Adam in the Garden of Eden was not a Buddhist. He was not a Muslim. But he sinned, and sin came upon all men, including the Buddhists, including the Islam and Muslims and everybody. It doesn't matter where they belong, whether they are Buddhists or Muslims or whatever, because one man obeyed God, righteousness have passed upon all men. There is the need to receive the abundance of grace.
Verse 17.
We have received the abundance of grace. The day you receive Jesus into your life, you receive the abundance of grace, and that righteousness of God became effective in your life. It didn't matter whether you feel still the same or not, the righteousness of God is at work in your life.
One question I ask some people is, how does it feel to be a sinner?
There is no feeling. Sin does not have feeling. Sin is sin anyway.
So you don't feel anything the day the righteousness of God came into your life.
But whether you feel nothing or something, you are righteous before God anyway.
Amen.
So I will take us back again to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Where the Bible told us when we started off that the path of the righteous, the way of life of the righteous person, is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. I want you to understand the message God asked me to give to you this afternoon. He said to say that January will not be better than February for you. As we move into February, your life will get better. And when we move into March, it will be even better than February for you.
Oh.
When we get into April, you are going to be surprised. Is this me? My life is moving forward. When you get to May, you cannot imagine it, because your life has climbed even higher. When you get to June, some people could not recognize you anymore, because your life has progressed every month throughout this year. You are going to be enjoying the blessings of God. Irrespective of what happens around you, your life will move forward. You are going to move forward every day of the month and every month of the year, because God has programmed that your life be a progressive life.
Brothers and sisters, I got some more things to tell you. I got some good news, some more good news to tell you.
I got some more good news to tell you. God's giving me some more good news to tell you.
There are some miracles that are going to happen in your life. People are going to wonder, how come could this happen to this guy? I will show you what's going to happen. I began to say some of them already at the beginning of this year. And I'm going to show you some more things that are going to happen through this year. This year is a marvelous year for you. This year is a marvelous year for you. Let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Manteri palarolo soka baila mante. Rimanco torupa kabaila monto. Zerele pera luka takipa jaki manola. Thank you.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart.